Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Beis, 342, as we continue in the middle of Parshas Bahar. We are going to an independent mitzvah right now, relating to something all the way later in the Torah, the end of Parshas Maaseh, and that is the Isser of changing the structure of the Arei Levim. The structure is described in the end of Maaseh, but the pasuk that alludes to the Isser of changing is a pasuk right here in Parshas Bahar. The Torah tells us right here in our parsha relating to the last mitzvah that we discussed, the Arei Levim and the walls surrounding cities, Bati Erechom, and the Isser of keeping that forever, keeping the houses in a walled city. We spoke about the difference between differences between houses in walled cities and houses in open cities. So the Torah tells us, Usadei Migrash Areihem Lo Yimacher Ki Achuzas Hu Lahem. The cities of the Arei Levim cannot be sold because it is an achuza to them forever. So Chazal, we're going to get to the details in the Sefer HaChinuch soon. Chazal say the pasuk cannot be taken literally because what do you mean it can't be sold? It can be sold and it can be redeemed forever. So what do you mean it can't be sold? So there must be a deeper idea of lo yimacher. So we understand, as the Chinuch will quote soon, Bez Hashem, that it means cannot be changed. So let's see the words of the Chinuch now. Shalol shanos migrishei arei halvim v'sados sehem. One is not allowed to change the topography or change how exactly it is structured. Arei Levim, exactly what is the structure, we'll get to soon. Klomar, shalol yachziru ha'ir migrash. One cannot make a place where houses are, the ear, into a migrash, a field. V'lo ha'migrash, ear. Or a migrash, the field, the open area, into an ear. V'lo ha'sada migrash, v'lo migrash sada. There are different areas. There's something called a sada. There's something called an ear. There's something called migrash. What are all of these? So it's beferish. Beferish psukim in Parshas Matos. Parshas Maaseh. If we don't do these psukim, you can't understand this pasuk. Says the Torah in Perek Lamed Hey, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe. Hashem told Moshe in Arbos Moav, Tzav es Bnei Yisrael, v'nasenu lal v'yim, minachalas lachuzah samarim l'sheves. Bnei Yisrael should each give from amongst their nachla, various cities, 48 altogether, cities to the Levim. The cities will be for them to live in. Umigrishehem, and there'll be open areas. Yihyu livhem tam, v'lir chusham, ulachol chayasam, will be for their animals and all of their assets. Rashi says there, lihios noi la'ir. So can it help make the ear, the city, beautiful? Vein rashan liv nosham bayis. And you can't build houses in the area that's supposed to be open for the cattle and for the asses. Vol into a karem. You can't plant vineyards. Vol is razria. You can't plant anything here. It must be open for the levium. Says the pasuk continuing. Umigrishay arim ashetidnu laviyim mikir v'chutza elef amos aviv. 1,000 amos. The Migrash takes 1,000 amos around the city. And then the next pasuk says, Umadavsemi chutz la'ir es paskeid malpayim bo'ama, 2,000 amos around that. Zeyel migrashei harim. We'll get to soon. How do you work out the first pasuk that says the Migrash has to be 1,000 amos and then another 2,000 amos outside? How do those two numbers work together? But either way, there are certain areas for houses, certain areas for fields, and certain areas for we'll get to the details. Either way, there are certain areas for different purposes. So the Isser d'Oraisa, today's mitzvah, is that you're not allowed to change. Not allowed to change if I want to put houses in the place where it's supposed to be open. If I want to make fields into the houses, so one is not allowed to do that. She'en l'shanos continues the chinuch b'inyanem davar. You're not allowed to change. V'nizei yadua ki tarat tzivsa sheyitnu shar shvatim arim yiduam l'shevet levi. Because the Torah commanded the other shvatim to give certain cities to Shevet Levi. Ve'emar boim ushmoni year, 48 cities, im sheish ari miklat shayi bohen, with the six included. All these cities, as it says in Maseches Makos, were kultos, but there were six designated ari miklat. V'tzivta gamkein lihiyos ba'osan arim elef amam migrash, and they are commanded within those cities to have 1,000 amos, migrash field, klomar, makom panui l'ravcha v'noi l'ir, open space for beauty, without planting anything. No, maybe grass, but no trees, no vineyards, nothing for produce. V'yalpayim amma chutzala l'tzorach sados v'kramim. And outside of that, another 2,000 amos, that's where the fields and the wheat and the vegetation and the produce were. According to the Chinuch, which is the Shita of the Rambam, 3,000 amos outside the cities. The first 1,000 to be within the city to be houses. Outside of that, 1,000 amos around to be open area, and 2,000 amos around that to be sados ukramim. V'gamzeh minoyeh ha'ir u'mimashet tzorach l'kamosha b'forish pesota. And that is also minoyeh ha'ir. This is the beautiful way that the city is structured. If you look in Rashi in Parshas Matos, Rashi argues on this Rambam and Chinuch. He says the 1,000 is included in the 2,000. Rashi says elef amos saviv u'la'achrav u'omer apayim ala ha'ketzad apayim u'nosin lahem saviv u'mehem elef ha'pnimim l'migrash v'achitzonim l'salas v'kramim. So Smachlok has shown him whether it was 2,000 amos around or 3,000 amos around. Either way, changing any of these designations would be in Isser Daraisa. So now, how do we know that from our pasuk? Here we go. Ubaha mniya bazeh shlo l'shanos in yonim eila la'olam v'yalzeh ne'amar is based on our pasuk. Ustei migrash arim lo yimacher shekein ba pirish. What is lo yimacher? Not to sell it. As it says in Arachin, al-lashon mechira zu klomar lo yishaneh. This lo yimacher means lo yishaneh, don't change it. Dilu b'mechira mamish lo kamar. Can't be talking about real sale. Shrei b'feirish k'ziv. It says gulas olam tiel alvim. The alvim will always be able to redeem back their areas. Mechlal d'shurishus yishlam l'mkar. Redeeming it back means they were able to sell it in the first place. So it must be that they're not able to change it. Not that they won't be able to sell it. The Ksava Kabbalah here, Kedarko Bakodesh, that says, where do you see in the word lo yimacher? Says the Ksav HaGabala, well, I'll tell you, because lo yimacher, at root, mechira is a change. It's a shini rishus. V'hachusha lazeh ha'inyan shei mechira, l'fi shebe mechira yishtane rishus, ba'al ha'kinyin, v'yashuv el ba'al le'machirim. By a mechira, the rishus goes from Ruvain to Shimon, so there's a shinui there. So that's how mechira itself is a shinui. That's how the Torah could use the word mechira and mean shinui. Ulazeh hushal shei mechira l'hishtanus ha'kinyin, min ha'hishtamshus l'tachlis achas el hishtamshus l'tachlis acheres. You could use mechira to mean the change from one purpose to another purpose, like an R pasuk, or from one rishus to another rishus. You could use that. You could also use it, he points out, to mean different recipients of different items. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, he says, towards the end of the Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, the Kohanim will each get a portion when they serve in the Beis HaMikdash. V'sheireis b'shem Hashem alakav, perek yudches, kachol achav alviyim, chelek kechelek yochelu, they will each get their portion, levad mimkarav au ha'avos. Besides the mimkarav, what are the mimkarav al ha'avos? What does that mean? So Rashi says, shecholkin ba'oros, yochol ap b'dvar ma'abom, shalom achmas ha'regel, Tamalomar levan mimkarav al ha'avos, chus b'masha machru ha'avos, mimei davuru shlomo shenikru ha'mishmaros. When the Kohanim come up and they give a carbon, they could get their personal hides of the carbonos that they bring, but the regular tamidin and musafin that are brought that week, that goes to the mishmaros. As we know, the Kohanim were split up into 24 mishmaros. So every mishmar gets the tamids and the kavua carbonos for those weeks. That's what it means. Levad, besides the memkarav. How does memkarav mean that? Mean the portions, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, because also each portion goes to a different person. It's one belongs to A and one belongs to B. It switches. It's not all mixed up. So that's another lashon where we have, similar to here, where mechira means to change. Memkarav there means a separate portion. That's where the word comes up, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, that it can mean what it does in our context. Okay, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what is the shorish? What are the reasons behind this mitzvah of not changing any of the landscaping? That's the word I was looking for. The landscaping of the Arei Levim. So two ideas. The Chinuch says one, and we'll add on another one. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefisha Arei HaLevim Hayu Nechodim Letzarchei Kol Shar HaShvatim. The Arei Levim really were national cities, there for the national need. Yes, they would give it to the Levim, but what was the purpose of that? The Levim were the leaders. Ki hu ha-shevet ha-nivchar l'avodas Hashem. They were chosen to be the ones to serve. V'chol iskam haya b'chachma. Their whole esek was b'chachma with ruchnius. Shelo hayu trudim b'iski avodas ha-adama kishar shiftei Yisrael. They shouldn't be osek in worldly parnasa issues. Not have that need. Even though that was the curse of Adam, but There was one portion of the Jewish people that Hashem says, you know what, I want you to fulfill a different purpose. They should be the teachers. And since they are the teachers, there's always going to be shiurim going on in the Ari Levim. Yes, they'll go around and give shiurim too, but there will always be shiurim in the Ari Levim. And Bnei Yisrael probably will go there to hear the shiurim. That's where the Yarchi Kalas would be. Besides the fact that the Arei Miklat, the people who killed Beshogig, would be there and would have to be inspired and learn from the Leviim. And also people don't, we don't know, a person who's going to be Rotsech Beshogig. It's only appropriate for those cities to be beautiful and gorgeous in order to be helpful, to be to inspire those that come visit, all of Klal Yisrael. V'shevach kol am Yisrael b'kach. And it's a praise, and it's something positive for all Am Yisrael to have their Arei Leviim to look beautiful, right? Like the spiritual leaders of any community, they should have nice houses. Why? In order, because their house is used for national and communal functions, so people should walk in and be able to say, oh, this is a house, this is an appropriate house to have Torah. So too, not in a gaudy way, but in a proper way, in a batamt way, as would be said in Yiddish. So too, this is the mitzvah of the Arei Leviim. And that's why Hashem told us how to make it look beautiful. You have the houses in the middle, then you have open space, and then you have the landscaping outside. So that's what Hashem says. We can't second guess, oh, we can make it more beautiful. No, this is what Hashem said. Ki Adon HaChachma Yisdon V'Tiknon V'Higbil Gvulam V'Yar Kikein Tov. He saw this is exactly what it should be. V'Chel Chiluf Acher Dvaro Einu Ela Garua V'Gnai. Anything that's changed will be gnai, will be inappropriate. So, reason number one, the Chinuch says, is to inspire those around. Inspire Am Yisrael. Another answer, though, another shot might be, the Leviim have to be Osek B'Chachma. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Nun Zayin, in the ninth parak, there are three things. Shlosha Marchivin Daito Shaladam. Elohei, there are three things that help settle a person's das and allow him to accomplish and to think clearly. The Elohein, Dira Na'e, the Isha Na'e, the Kalim Na'im. Somebody has a wonderful marriage, and he has a nice house to sit in, and he's not the walls aren't falling down, and there are leaks, and there's this, and there's that. You know, it's much harder. A person could do it. A person, people is ba'anius and ba'oni. We have to learn anyway. But at least, l'chadchila, if there's a way for a person to have a dira na, an isha na, a kelim na'im, so that would be marchiv their own das. So the Leviim, who have to have archavas adas in order to be the teachers of Klal Yisrael, so they themselves need to have dira na'eh, or an ear na'eh, on a larger level. They walk outside, they should see a beautiful city, and that way they will be able to be better teachers for Klal Yisrael. Just interesting on that Gemara, about the three things, dira, the Gemara's lashon is dira, isha, and kalim. Dira, isha, and kalim. Question is, what is one supposed to do first? First, get married, and then get a house, and then get married. It says Dira, Isha, and Kalim. Sounds like first the house, and then the wife, and then the Kalim inside. Interesting Rambam, an important Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deos. Much of Hilchas Deos is for the Hamon Am, and some of the Prakim are for the Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Rambam, Hey Yud Aleph, Derech Ba'alei Dea. It's the Derech of Ba'alei Dea, which every... It's interesting, the previous halachas in the Rambam, we're talking about Talmidei Chachamim. Every halacha previously in this parak, Talmid Chacham lo yitzoik v'tzovech b'shas tiburoish, Talmid Chacham should be screaming and raising his voice, Talo yedach Talmid Chacham mekom ha-zakufa, malbush Talmid Chacham. The previous halacha, Talmid Chacham mechalkel dvar b'mishpat, he eats properly, he's not matriach properly. Every halacha, and then all of a sudden, Yud Aleph is not talking about Talmidei Chacham anymore. He doesn't mention that. What does he say? Ba'alei de'a. People who have a brain, the erech ba'alei deya, sheyikvalo adam milacha hamefarneses oso tchila, a person should first be able to make a living, find a parnasa, v'acharkach yikne bezdira, v'acharkach yikne isha, visa isha, I'm sorry. Says the Rambam, first a parnasa, and then a house, and then a wife. As it says in the Tochacha, backwards. Aval hatipshin maschilin lisa isha. But the tipshim, said the Rambam, first marry, get married. V'yachar kach, and tivza yadu yikne bayis, and then they'll figure it out. V'yachar, basof yamav yachzer yichazer levakish umnis, o yisparnis, menat staka, rechman al islan. Says the Rambam, you gotta do things orderly. Person, that before they get married, they have to, what does it say in the ksuba? Person's gonna support his wife. So Rambam says, that is the order. First, dira no, kelim noem, and only after that, Isha Noe. But that might be a second idea in terms of this mitzvah, not only, as the Chinuch says, for those around, for Am Yisrael, but specifically for the Levim themselves, to be marchiv their own das. Good. Interesting ha'ara, then this Isser applies, as we'll see in the Chinuch, the Isser of changing anything in the Ar Levim applies to both Yisraelim and Levim. But there is a Mrs. Asay to give the cities to the Levim in the first place. That, as we'll get to later on in Parshas Maaseh, in Mitzvah Tavches, Mitzvah 408, the Chinuch says, Shenitz Tavinu Yisrael Laseis L'Shevet Levi Arim L'Sheves Bahen. Bnei Yisrael have to give the Shevet Levi cities. Achar Shein Lehem Chelek Ba'aretz. After they don't have a Chelek, so they have to give them cities. That's the Mitzvah. And the Rambam talks about, the Chinuch talks about Sharash Mitzvah Z'Yodua. It's known, because Shevet Levi are the leaders, so you have to take care of them, so they can take care of you. And that's one of the mitzvos hamutalos al ha-tzibur. The Aznaim Latar of Sarutskin there in Parshas Maaseh wonders, why didn't Hashem just give these cities directly to the Levim? Why did he say, okay, he told Bnei Yisrael, and then they had to give it to the Levim? Why didn't he just say, the Pasuk says, v'natnu l'alvim, and the Pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, they should each give cities from their achuza. And it goes through the dimensions again. Why didn't the Urim V'Tumim, the Kalfi, the original lottery, just exclude those cities? And it would go straight from Hashem to the Levim. No, it didn't happen. Everybody got their nachla, and then out of the nachla, each of the shvatim had to give some of the cities. So why was that? Lama letziva Hashem laseis l'alavim yashar v'lo b'tur matana mi b'nei Yisrael. Says Rav Saratskin, two answers. Number one, to teach us that we have to support those who are our teachers and our leaders and the lomdei Torah and the malamdei Torah. We have to give them even a place to live. Our teachers, we have to make sure our spiritual leaders need to be taken care of. That's what the Aznaim LaTorah says. They take care of them. And number two, Sharat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, interesting psychologically, Hashem says, well, the Ardal, Rotzchei B'Shogeg, are going to run to these cities. And they're going to feel like outsiders. They're going to feel like strangers. They're not going to know where to go. If they supported, if they gave some of their cities, so they feel a little comfortable there. After all, these cities, for a little bit, at the beginning of the Nachla, used to be theirs. And then they gave it to the Levim. At least they'll feel somewhat, a little bit more comfortable. Lo yargish as atzmo keger, hatalui b'chaste hatoshavim, ubir tzonam hatov lekablo o l'shalcho l'racheretz. No! Kaneis alachas me'arim ha'ela, sheyesh lo chelik bo, oh, I used to live here, sheyko yisroel natu l'avim, all the shvatim gave, and therefore it would be a little more comfortable for these rotzchem b'shogeg. Interesting. Okay, so we have two ideas, shar shei mitzvah, l'tzorach Yisrael, or l'tzorach Levim, and then the Hosafa of the Zayim LaTorah. Why was it that these cities bechlal had to go through B'nai Yisrael and couldn't go straight to the Levim? Midini ha-mitzvah, Hashem Zechon Lavracha, as we know, ki milvad elu ha-shlosha elef amos harmanu, besides these 3,000 amos, which was the Chinuch and the Rambam Shita, against Rashi, as we said, besides the 3,000 amos, shehein bein migrash v'sados v'kramim, nosnin l'chol ir beis ha-kvaros, chus l'tchumzeh. You had to give, also included was room for a cemetery, a beis ha-kvaros outside, because you weren't allowed to have the cemetery within the city, not even within these 3,000 amos. You might say, okay, just have it in the field. No, it has to be outside these 3,000 amos. Good. Says the Chinuch, continuing next paragraph, and Ohegas mitzvah zu be'eretz Yisrael, bizmachi Yisrael sham. The mitzvah applies in Eretz Yisrael when Jews are there, bein be'levim, bein be'yisraelim. It applies to Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, bizacharim u'benekevis, men or women, shakol chayavin, shalashanu shlosha mekomos hamurun la'olam. Everybody is commanded not to change. Ha'ir v'hamigrash u'makom ha'sados v'akramim. U'min hadome, says the Chinuch, I think, I'm not sure. Ki kol mi sheshina bahen be'edim v'hasra chayiv malchus. If somebody does change, somebody builds a house in a place of the Migrash, somebody plants a vineyard in the place of the Migrash, they get Malkus. That's what the Chinuch says. The Minchas Chinuch points out that the Rambam does not have this in the list of Chayve Malkius. It could be because the Rambam does not think, the Minchas Chinuch says this in Oz Beis, V'yef Shalomar, Desfaris HaRambam, T'lo Nikra Shinui, T'yachol HaHachzir HaDavar L'Kamosha Haya. It's not called a Shinui if you could get it back to what it was. You could plant something, you could build something, you could take it apart, take it down. So maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't list it as one of the Chayvei Malkus, even though the Chinuch has it as one of the Chayvei Malkus. But the Chinuch does note, V'lo yadati shir l'shinui zeh, kama yiv yis chayv alav. I'm just not sure exactly what's the shir. A house, a board, what's the shir of this Isser? That is unclear. We don't know. The Rambam also, the Rambam in Hilchos Shvita V'Yovel, has an important shita, where this is a machlokas in the Gemara, but the Rambam holds that the Isser is not only shinui of the Ari Levim, even the Ari Yisrael, says the Rambam. V'chein b'shar Ari Yisrael, the end of Hilchos Shvita V'Yovel, ein osin sadeh migrash v'lo migrash sadeh v'lo migrash ir v'lo ir migrash. The Rambam says it even applies to Ari Yisrael. The Chinuch, again, the Minchas Chinuch again here, wonders, what's called in Migrash, what's called a Sadeh? In Ari Yisrael, they did whatever they wanted. So how do you determine what's what? So he said, Sarech Lomar, you have to say whatever was done Be'es Yerushas Haaretz. Whatever they decided in the generation of Yeshua Ben Nun, that's what's decided. That's what anybody says, Sarech Ian, how do we know that? There's no Svara to say that. It's a little Sarech Ian. The Rambam says it, but to understand that, it's a little difficult. The Chinuch, in the last paragraph, just to mention, quotes the Rambam, famous Rambam, the last two halachas of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, where the Rambam says that not only does B'nai Yisrael have to support Sheva Levi, but if anybody who decides to be part of a representative Sheva Levi, meaning somebody devotes